maybe just the field plow and a garden plow.
Have you ever heard of a Gee Whiz or a Fresno?
Yes, Fresno was the name of some types of rakes.
Would those be used with horses or?
Oh yes.
Okay.
And they would, after the hay was cut, then they would, this curved rake would go, they'd go along and put it into rows so it could be gathered up better.
Okay, so that was the one, that was
there could
Fresno?
Be a Fresno plow. I don't know whether it's Fresno rake too. I've heard it used in connection with them.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a Gee Whiz?
No.
No, okay.
That is.
Okay, neither do I. Okay, what would you call what you use to cut the wool off of sheep?
Shears? Okay. Mm-hmm. Clippers? Depends which kind you're using.
Okay, what would be the difference between shears and clippers?
Well, shears would be more scissors type
okay.
thing. Clippers would be, it worked on a little different principle. Your clipper would be your two blades coming, and your shears would cut like a scissor.
Okay. How about what you would use to pound a nail?
Hammer.
Okay. And were there different names for different types of trucks at all?
Well, I suppose most of them were identified by their make. It would be a Ford or, of course, that would be way back, maybe Studebakers, maybe, I don't know how far.
Okay.
We didn't have trucks when I was growing up.
How long, or how old would you say you were before there were trucks in the area?
Oh, there were probably trucks, but they would be used on bigger farms, I would think, than ours. Ours was rather small. Oh, I would think by the in the early 20s you would have trucks
okay. Somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about another word for automobile?
Car.
Mm-hmm.
Tin Lizzie.
Tin Lizzie?
Tin Lizzie.
Okay. Yeah. That's an interesting one. Is that...
That would be a Ford.
A
Tin
Ford.
Lizzie.
That's, I like that. I'm glad I have that one on tape. Okay. How about different types of guns?
Oh, you'd have your rifle and a pistol and a shotgun and a BB gun.
Okay. As far as, I think I asked you this before, but if there were different names for the different animal pens, like
well, yes, I think, like I said, it'd be cow barn or cow shed, or horse barn, generally. Mm-hmm.
What about like where you would have pigs or chickens or?
Well, that's pig pen, chicken coop.
Mm-hmm. What about what you would feed the pigs out of?
Trough.
Mm-hmm. What if there was more than one?
Troughs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about what you would buy nails in?
Cakes.
Okay. Any other word for that you have?
Unless you call them a barrel.
Okay.
Nail barrel.
Okay. How about a slop bucket? Would you use a slop bucket?
Yes.
Would you call it a slop bucket for feeding the pigs?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be?
Yes, we had a slop barrel where all the skim milk was put in, and then there was grain added to it, and that was fed to the pigs. It was kind of fermented, so it did it.
Okay. Did that affect the pigs at all?
No, they loved it.
They loved it. They probably did.
But it had a little smell to it.
Okay.